Noah now was in on the plans. He said, Noah, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to defill, I'm going to get rid of all the violence. Yes, I'm going to wipe them all out, so you make me a boat. And then he proceeded to give him the measurements of the boat. Quite an undertaking in itself. Now, we need to also understand that probably there wasn't ever a need for a boat previous to this. He wasn't building it on a body of water. It wasn't going to be something that you hide behind a fence in your backyard. Noah didn't even ask him, what am I going to tell my wife? He wasn't concerned about what the neighbors were going to say, what the neighbors were going to think. Perhaps Noah was just thankful that he was no longer on the to be wiped out list. Are we thankful to be off of the to be wiped out list? You see, Jesus got us off the list. Jesus got us favor with God. One day, the earth is going to be changed. It's not going to be the way that we know it. But we've been rescued from that. We've been guaranteed a ride on the boat. And we don't even have to build it. Wouldn't it have been a lot easier for Noah if God would have just said, I'm going to destroy the earth. I'm just going to pick you up for a year. While the flood and the storm comes. I mean, I don't care how good that boat was, but for the hand of God, that boat would not have survived that storm. The rush of that water, that type of a flood. It was a boat built out of wood by somebody that, well, he was anointed of God to do it. But it was the anointing of God that had to hold it together. And not only that, but get all those animals in there. It doesn't say anything about Noah even questioning. Have you seen some of the animals on earth, Lord? Have you taken a look at how big they are? How am I going to get them? And some of them you want seven pairs, and you want seven pairs of every kind of bird. Lord, I can't fly. I mean, you don't just step outside. See if you can get some of the sparrows to come that no longer can get into my garage. You know, I mean, you think about that. I mean, this was no small assignment, and it just simply says Noah just did everything God told him to do. The reason he could, I believe, was because he had that relationship with God. He knew God so well. He knew that God wouldn't suggest that he do something that God wouldn't empower him to do. He didn't say, well, God, why don't you just whip all these people into shape instead of destroying them? Didn't even suggest that. He was just glad to be off the list of those to be destroyed. He was glad to be on the list of those who were to be blessed. Are you glad to be on the list of those that are to be blessed? I mean, are you glad enough to say, now, I think Diane got that right. She may be rebellious, but I think she heard God right about that. You're crazy if you don't think that she got that right. Even if she got it wrong, I would be saying, amen, Lord, make it right. Why is it? Why are we so quick to doubt the good promises of God and so quick to go, oh yeah, that's right, to the bad things? Now, we deserve that. We're more confident in how rotten we are than how big God and how wonderful He is and how able He is to make us as wonderful as He says. And we think it's because we're humble. Some would say that that false humbleness is just really a pride. A pride in the way that we are. It's just the way I am. And if I give up all my excuses for being miserable, I'd have to be the way that God wants me to be. And, well, you know, I've got a right. I've had it hard. It's been bad for me. No, it hasn't. You're off the list. You're off the list to be destroyed. When people came by while Noah was building that boat and made fun of him or whatever went on while they were doing it, Noah could just smile and say, well, I'm off the list. Y'all are on the list, I'm off the list. I'm not going to be destroyed. I think he could even say to him, you know, I don't think you have to be destroyed. I think maybe you could get on the boat if you want to. What do I need a boat for? I wanted to get on the boat, you'd want me to help build it. I'm not going to have everybody saying I'm stupid for building that boat. And sometimes that's how we act about the promises of God. I'm not going to have people say I'm stupid standing on the promises of God. You can't stand on the promises of God if you don't have proof. Yes, I can. I've got proof. It's in the book. I've got proof. God cannot fail. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It matters what I say. Because I didn't say what God says. Noah had the kind of relationship with God that we all need to have, that we need to long for and seek for. The kind of relationship where God says, look there, there's a blameless man, there's a blameless woman. Guess what? Jesus made it so. We're blameless. We are blameless. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. We're set free from doubt. We don't have to doubt. We don't have to wonder how God will get done what God says that He will get done. We can just do it. We can be like Noah. He just did it. He did everything the way that God told him to. It was no small thing. None of us have had a mandate from God like that. Build me this big boat. You know what it costs to build that boat today? A lot. That's a big boat. That's a big boat. You know how long it would take for one person? Without all the scaffolding, out all of the big equipment, and out all the stuff that it takes to do that? Well, we don't live long enough anymore where we can do it. But we don't have to do it. We do need to believe that Noah did. We need to believe that Noah found favor with God. We need to have the kind of response that Noah had. Noah responded as, I'm your servant, Lord. Do you think that it made Noah happy to think that the rest of the world was going to be destroyed? No matter how wicked and how awful those people were, there had to be a few that he liked. Aren't there a few pretty shady people that you like? And some people you just can't help but like. They've got gifts from God. They're likable. They don't know Jesus. We all know people that we go, oh man, I just wish they knew Jesus. Oh, they'll be a great Christian. The worse they are, the better Christian they'll be, you know. The turnaround is a wonderful thing. Noah had the right response. And I guess I would. I kind of like to think that God was saying, I'm going to destroy it all. And Noah said, I take exception to that, Father. I've served you faithfully. I would like to not be on the list. And then God said, you're off the list. Which left a problem. But really, God could have solved it easier. He could have just picked him up. He could have just held him in his hand while all of that went on. Why did he have him build a boat? I think he had him build a boat because he didn't want to destroy everybody else. We know God's merciful. I think that any of a number of people who would have wanted to change their lives and get on that boat could have got on the boat. I'd even like to imagine that when God said, okay, Noah, it's time to get in the boat, that Noah probably invited a few people along. Like anybody that would listen. I'm getting on the boat now. You know what it means if I'm getting on the boat? Trouble's coming. God has told me to get on the boat. I don't think he snuck in the middle of the night to get on the boat. How do you sneak in with all those animals? You talk about some advertisement for the trip. Noah had all the preaching material he needed. Yep, there goes the giraffes. You can come too. Believe me, I'm not getting the elephants to go on the boat. That's God doing it. If God's putting animals on this boat, don't you think everything else that I said that's going to happen is going to happen? Won't you come with me? The only ones that were saved were Noah and his wife and his three sons and their wives. But Noah responded correctly. We're never going to save anyone. We can water, plant. God's going to give the increase. But if we're obedient, if we respond the way that Noah did, to whatever it is in life, if we have the relationship with God that Noah did, where we are close with Him and always faithful with Him, if we respond in everything, then not only will we be open to bless other people, but we will be open to be blessed. The kind of response that Noah has removes the blessing blockers. I think I heard just a brief thing the other day from Creflo Dollar on his program where he was talking about blessing blockers. There are things, and it was right at the end of a message, I think, that I just remember that he said, there's things that block blessings in your life. And if you've got blessing blockers, you need to get them out of the way. Cain had blessing blockers. Cain had the opportunity from God, and he blew it each time that God made an opening for him. He said, if you respond correctly, are we responding correctly? That's the thing. That we respond correctly. If we respond correctly,